This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will commence tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartrihari Mehtab, who has been appointed as the pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha members. The election of the new Lok Sabha Speaker will be held on Wednesday. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament on Thursday. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on Thursday and will conclude on the 3rd of July. A retest of all the 1,563 candidates who got grace or compensatory marks in the NEET UG examination was held today. According to the Education Ministry, retest was conducted in 7 centres across states of Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Haryana, Meghalaya and Chandigarh. Out of total 1,563 candidates, 813 candidates appeared for the retest, while 750 did not appear for the retest. The decision of retest was taken by the National Testing Agency as per the Supreme Court's observation on the report of NTA's high-powered committee. The grace or compensatory marks awarded to all 1,563 students stand withdrawn. The results of those affected candidates who do not wish to appear for the re-examination will be declared based on their actual marks obtained in the examination conducted on 5th of last month. Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting to review the preparedness of flood management in New Delhi. He also reviewed long-term measures to formulate a comprehensive and far-reaching policy to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country's disaster management is moving forward with a zero-casualty approach. Mr. Shah also reviewed the preparations to deal with glacial lake outburst flood. He also emphasized an optimum use of satellite imagery provided by the Indian Space Research Organization by various agencies for flood and water management. He directed the India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission to complete the process of recalibrating all the equipment used in flood forecast. He also directed to ensure that floodgates of all the major dams are in good condition. Chhattisgarh, two jawans of the Commando Battalion for Resolute Action Cobra were killed in an improvised explosive device IED blast at Sukma district today. Police sources said the incident took place at around 3 p.m. when the security personnel were advancing from Silgir camp towards Tekalgura camp. Both the camps come under the Jagadonga police station area. According to a statement issued by Bastar Police, the personnel of 201 Cobra Battalion were moving on a motorcycle and a truck when the blast took place. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has said that the third and final landing experiment of its reusable launch vehicle Pushpak was successful today. The landing experiment was conducted at the Aeronautical Test Range in Chitradurg in Karnataka today. This retweet on social media site X says RLV-LEX-03, which stands for Reusable Launch Vehicle Landing Experiment 3, redemonstrated the autonomous landing capability under more severe wind conditions. Pushpak used multi-sensory fusion, including inertial sensor, radar altimeter, flush air data system, pseudo light system and navigation system. Indian women cricket team beat South Africa by 6 wickets in the third and final one-day international at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening to register a 3-0 series clean sweep. The star spin all-rounder Deepti Sharma took 2 wickets for 27 to restrict South Africa women to a 215 total, and then informed Smriti Mandhana scored 90 runs off just 83 balls to power India women to an easy win in the third ODI game. And that is the end of this news bulletin.